Life into anything made of plastic. Anything at all.
I see. And there's a lot of plastic around.
Daffodils.
What about them?
You remember we had a report of a plastics promotion tour?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're handing out daffodils. Who are? Chaps in weird carnival masks, touring around in the coach.
Did they say how many they'd given out?
No, they didn't. We've got no idea at all, I'm afraid. We don't even know how long they've been doing it. The thing is, the Brigadier wants to know if the daffs are dangerous.
That, Captain Yates, is what I'm trying to find out.
Excellent. Where was it? Well, give me the grid reference. Yeah. No, just maintain contact. I want to tackle them in open country. Good. Keep me informed. Lethbridge Stewart here. I want to call to the RAF, please. Priority Red One, strike command.
Section of that daffodil. I'm trying to find out its molecular structure. Oh. Hello, what's this? A program pattern.
Program pattern?
Hmm. Yes, these daffodils have their instructions imprinted on every cell. It's a weapon of some sort, but what sort?
Well, will those signs help you find out?
They will if I can translate them. My word, you look very fierce.
We've located that coach load of Nestine Autons distributing those daffodils, Doctor.
Good.
They're hiding in that same quarry where they took you.
Well, that's curious. Is the master with them?
I can say. You might be able to identify him afterwards.
Afterwards?
I've got the RAF till they're on a rocket strike. In a few hours' time, that coach will be a pile of scrap iron.
The military mind at its most scintillating. Faced with a problem, they blast it off the face of the earth.
What do you think we should do?
Nothing. Keep them under observation for a while. And give me a chance to find out the purpose of these flyers.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I can't afford to take that risk. If that coach moves to a populated area, it'll be impossible to destroy it. The strike will go ahead as planned.
Captain Yates.
Yes, Doctor?
How long have we got?
About an hour and a half. Rathboys are setting things up now, and we have established an observation point at the quarry.
Mike, can we reach you there?
Sure. We've been in radio contact with HQ and with the RAF. You can get us on one of these. See you, Doc. Bye, Joe.
No, no.
seems quiet.
The humans are watching us.
How do you know?
We were followed to this place.
Won't that program pattern be a nesting?
Yes, well done. That's why I'm converting it to visual symbols. Ah, here it comes.
It's a face. Or part of one.
Yes. There's a nose and a mouth.
What does that mean?
I've no idea.
So what next?
Well, if it is a weapon, we must find out what triggers it off. Joe, get in touch with the Brigadier, will you? See if you can hold up that airstrike. I must have more time.
Hello, Greyhound. This is Trap One. Do you read me? Over. Seems to be something wrong. Hello, Greyhound. This is Trap One. Do you read me? Over.
Joe, look.
It's a lie.
Shortwave radio. You must have triggered it off with that walkie-talkie. Of course, they must be planning to set them all off at once with a gigantic radio signal.
Seems to be looking for someone.
Joe, be careful.
Joe!
Sealed off with this.
What's that?
Plastic film. You were unconscious in 2 minutes, dead another 10.
So all those people were killed by the daffodils.
Yes. Yes, they must have triggered them off accidentally, just as you did. Joe, do something for me, will you?
Yes, of course.
Get in touch with that idiot Brown Rose. See if plastic daffodils were found at the scenes of any of those deaths. Or ask him if anybody was using shortwave radios, will you? You all right?
Fine, Doctor. And thank you.
Thank you, Eagle. Message confirmed. Over and out. That's it then, sir. Airstrike confirmed.
Right.
No word from the doc then, sir?
No. The airstrike's due to begin in 37 minutes. The doctor's coming up with anything. He better be quick.
Now, why wasn't this stuff found on the bodies? Yes, of course. Dissolved by carbon dioxide from the lungs.
Good afternoon, Doctor. I hope I'm not interrupting anything important.
No, no, indeed not. You've come here to kill me, of course.
But not without considerable regret.
How very comforting.
You see, Doctor, you're my intellectual equal. Almost. I have so few worthy opponents. When they're gone, I always miss them.
How did you get in here?
No, don't be trivial, Doctor. I see you've been working on the Nestine autojet. My own small contribution to their invasion plan.
Vicious, complicated, and inefficient. Typical of your way.
Now, come, come, Doctor. Death is always more frightening when it strikes invisibly.
Tell me, how do you intend to activate these flyers?
Oh, by radio impulse, which the Nestines will send. I shall open the channel for them. We've distributed 450,000 of these daffodils. So when 450,000 people fall dead, the country will be disrupted.
And in the confusion, the Nestines will land their invasion force.
Exactly. It's a shame that you can't be here to enjoy the chaos and destruction with me. Goodbye, Doctor.
You were quite right.
Hey, don't shoot!
Oh, Doctor, you do disappoint me. We Time Lords are expected to face death with dignity.
Oh, no!
Don't worry. He's not going to kill me.
That is your last mistake.
If you fire that thing, you will never be able to leave this planet.
You're bluffing on an empty hand, Doctor?
I'm not bluffing, and my hand, as you can see, is not empty. If you kill me, you will destroy the dematerialization circuit from your own TARDIS. You recognize it, I feel sure.
Where did you get that?
At the circus.
You underestimate me, Doctor. Let me be quite plain. Either you hand that unit over to me now, or I kill Miss Grant. Touché.
Don't! He's beaten already. They're going to bomb the quarry.
Carol! Oh. There's been a slight change of plan, Doctor. I've decided to let you live. For a little while.
Not long now, sir.
What's happening out there?
The humans are planning to attack us.
We should try and leave.
We shall leave soon. Our task is not yet completed.
He's left us. He's deserted. I'm not part of this. No!
Stop that airstrike!
It's too late, sir.
Well, try, man, try!
Eagle, 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 abort, abort, abort!
These two up. Not a sign of life down there.
What do we do if they try to help out?
I don't know.
Farrell?
Farrell became undependable.
Did he? His father would have been proud of him.
Oh!
Yes, Miss Grant, they are a little heavy-handed. I apologize for your last moments on Earth being so uncomfortable, Doctor. Thank you.
Right, you come with me.
Now, because of the change in circumstances, we're going to have to bring our schedule forward. What we're going to do is this. Absolutely essential.
You know where we are, don't you?
Roughly why?
Which is 3 or 4 miles from that radio telescope.
So?
The master will activate the daffodils.
What are you doing?
We've got a warning unit. If I can just reach these brain metals.
Don't take your gate to drive. I want to get off.
No. Only hope the Brigadier's keeping his eyes open. Got it.
Signaling.
The doctor.
Benton?
Yes, sir.
Get this down. E. S. T.
Do you think they're getting it?
Oh, I could just keep dribbling.
I. O. N. That's it. I'll leave that back, Benton.
Doctor, those are lethal. Activated soon. Destroy immediately. Guard radio research station.
Benton, send an alert to the civil police. I want radio and TV warnings, loudspeaker bans, house to house the lot.
Right away, sir.
Captain Yates, rustle up every available man and put a guard on that radio research station.
Hello, Blue Bottle 3. This is Grey Hound. Do you read me? Do you read me? Over.
It's a pity escapeology wasn't part of your curriculum.
Funny you should say that. Look.
Well done.
Careful.
Well, I hope that you two have enjoyed your little rest. Right. The time has come for our final move.
I'm free.
Two humans have escaped.
Never mind about them. I must get to the radio telescope.
The auto jets are being destroyed. It's too late.
No! Get out there, all of you! Keep your soldiers back!
Just another minute and we'd have been too late.
He's gone! After him, quick!
Look!
Sir, he's in the coach, sir. We've got him now.
Don't be too sure.
The abandoned coach, for the mast had disappeared completely.
He's probably left Earth by now.
Oh, no.
What makes you so sure?
Well, his TARDIS can't go anywhere. Not without this.
What the dickens is that?
That's a dematerialization circuit. It's very complicated.
So the one he took from you?
Belonged to my TARDIS, yes. As I've been trying to repair it for months.
And now he's stuck here on Earth?
Yes. I'm afraid so.
Think he'll turn up again, Doctor?
Bound to.
You don't seem very worried about it.
I'm not. As a matter of fact, Joe, I'm rather looking forward to it.